Thank you and good morning. The key item on the agenda for the Board of Supervisors meeting today is a staff report regarding changes to the County Code Enforcement Unit. Among the discussion items are a change to the notification process for violations. Violators will now have 10 days to fix or abate a problem instead of 30. If all recommendations are approved, the Code Enforcement Unit will have a designated county hearing officer who will handle abatement hearings which are currently heard by the Board of Supervisors. It's expected a new marijuana regulations will increase the number of violations and hearings. The changes will also designate the Code Enforcement Unit as the primary enforcement agency for violations of county code regarding marijuana cultivation, not law enforcement, and end the referral process and have Code Enforcement handle all complaints regarding violations of the county code. The board is expected to approve a contract between the county and a construction firm to perform street improvements around Lafayette School in Myrtletown. The grant funding comes from the state's Safe Routes to Schools program and will fund the project up to $655,000. The contract has been awarded to RAO with a total overall cost of $705,000, and County Public Works will make up the difference. The work calls for new curbs, curb ramps, and sidewalks, construction of new crosswalks, and resurfacing of the pavement. The Sheriff's Office has asked for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing woman who was reported missing by friends yesterday afternoon. The search is on for former Boys and Girls Club Director Liz Smith, and friends told the Sheriff's Office they are concerned for Smith's safety because she has made recent statements that she wants to harm herself. Smith is an adult black female, 5'3", 180 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Members of the Humboldt Bay Maritime Museum and the crew of the Mattaquette will attend the Eureka City Council meeting tonight to lobby for a name change for the current C Street Market Square. Supporters want to change the name of the area to Mattaquette Square in honor of the tour boat Mattaquette, which was built on Humboldt Bay in 1910. The Mattaquette's dock is located at the foot of C Street, and she was initially built to transport mill workers to work sites along the bay. The Maritime Museum is asking supporters to send a letter backing the name change to city council members and to attend tonight's council meeting to lobby for the change as well. Also on the agenda at tonight's Eureka City Council meeting is a public hearing to discuss the adoption of proposed water rate increases. Those rate increases are tied to millions of dollars in upgrades that are needed for the aging wastewater system. Sewer rates could rise by about 120% over the next 5 years, and water service rates could rise by 26%. That meeting begins at 6 o'clock. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The search for the pilot who crashed his ultralight aircraft ended around 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, after search teams found the body of 61-year-old McCann resident Rex Whitlow. Whitlow crashed his aircraft at the main fork of the Eel River on May 4th, and the high winds, high temperatures, and the fast-moving river hampered search efforts from CAL FIRE, the Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team, the Fruitland Ridge Volunteer Fire Department, and the Coast Guard. Family friends who were still searching the area on Sunday afternoon located Whitlow's body in a shallow area about 3 miles from the original crash site.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We're halfway through May, and June is just around the corner, and that means it's graduation season for local high schools. One of the annual themes we see each year at high schools this time of year is a focus on the dangers of driving under the influence. DUI collisions kill and maim thousands in California and tens of thousands across the country each year. And since September of 1980, the year of Mothers Against Drunk Driving became an active organization, it began here in California, and the governor at the time was Jerry Brown, much has changed in relation to drunk driving, as District Attorney Maggie Fleming points out.
One of the most significant changes in this, when I first started it, was a higher blood alcohol level. We're now at a 0.08. That's the equivalent of 4 drinks in the system at that point in time. What the studies have shown is that can impair someone's ability to perceive and respond.
The education about the impacts of impaired driving has focused on teenagers who are just learning to drive, and the penalties for DUI as a teenager are severe.
For underage drinkers, they're not supposed to have any measurable alcohol. It's illegal for them to drink. They also have now much stricter license restrictions, so they can lose their license related to having any measurable alcohol in their system. So there are a number of changes that have come about that, you know, clearly punish the conduct.
You can listen to DEA Maggie Fleming talk DUIs and teenagers by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.